A very good afternoon from the sports team. So, Accor Stadium in Sydney, Australia will host the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup final. The stadium has a capacity of 82,000, will also host the semi-finals, a third-place playoff, and two of the quarterfinals, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, which will host the opening game. Brisbane, Adelaide, Townsville, and Newcastle will host matches, and the world's best 24 teams for 6 weeks. No Canberra in that list of venues. Rugby Australia's CEO Phil Waugh says the country has a rich history of hosting major tournaments.
Really exciting, so the inclusion of four additional teams, so 24 teams across six pools. Say opening game in Perth, which clearly hosts sporting events exceptionally well, and a final here in Sydney, so it'll be an enormous tournament with many travellers, over 200,000 travellers into Australia to enjoy it.
The Springboks will be going for a third consecutive World Cup title in 2027. Moving to football news, Man United manager Ruben Amorim says it's vital they avoid the Europa League playoffs in order to ease their fixture congestion. They take on FCSB in Romania tonight, knowing a win will guarantee them automatic qualification to the last 16. Amorim's urged his team to get the job done.
Just the feeling of winning is really important. Then we have the situation of the playoff is massive for us. We can clean 1 week or 2 weeks without any game in the middle of the week. And that in this moment is really important.
More big news from the United camp. Marcus Rashford's been left out of their squad once again, with Amorim saying that he has to change if he's to win his place back. Spurs are also in action. They take on IF Elfsborg tonight. And then finishing with cricket, Australia are well and truly in the pound seat after day two of the first test match against Sri Lanka in Gaul. Australia declared their innings close on 654 for six. Usman Khawaja top scored with a double century, made 232. Steve Smith got 141, and debutant Joss English got 102, while Alex Carey was 46 not out. In reply, though, Sri Lanka were 44 for 3 at the close of play on day two. Wickets for Nathan Lyon and Matt Kuhneman. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.